This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This video is based on the work of Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com, specifically his recent video on de facto Satanism. Today's Hollywood pop culture machine will have you believe that Satanists wear robes and practice ritualistic blood sacrifices while worshiping Satan. And while there may be some truth to this, it is mostly propaganda meant to conceal the reality of what Satanism actually is. True Satanism is a mindset, and the Satan that is worshipped is within each and every one of us. It is most commonly known as our ego. The self is the true god of Satanism. The term Satanism is used to deceive religious people, to appear harmless to non-religious people, and also because it stems from the Hebrew word shatan, which means adversary. Satan is the force of involution that opposes true spiritual evolution. It is the ego within us. Left to our own devices, the ego will try and convince us to think only of ourselves, which is exactly what Satanism is. And so, a de facto Satanist is a person who holds this mindset, but does not consider themselves to be a Satanist. Organized Satanism stands against this sort of enlightenment. They believe human psychology and the laws of nature should be kept occulted or hidden from the public, and used to gain and retain power over the masses by keeping them ignorant as to how the mind and emotions work, while using this knowledge to manipulate the masses and ultimately enslave them. This is primarily done by cultivating the Satanist mindset among the masses, thereby turning the ignorant and unaware into a de facto Satanist. As we think, so we become. This mindset can be broken down into four main tenets of Satanism. The first and most important is selfishness, egotism, or what many know as narcissism. Self-preservation is the highest law. Live only for your own selfish desires, and only care about you and yours. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and if you must step on others to get what you want, then so be it. This is the basis of satanic thinking. The second tenet of the Satanist mindset is moral relativism. This is the belief that there is no objective difference between right behavior and wrong behavior. It is the belief that nobody is ever objectively right or wrong, and that it's up to each individual person to decide for themselves what is right and what is wrong. The third tenet of Satanism is social Darwinism. This is the belief that it is natural and good for human society to be ruled by the most aggressive and dominant humans among us, and that it is by virtue of their genetics that these vicious humans deserve to be in positions of power and lead humanity as they so choose. The fourth tenet of Satanism is eugenics, or dysgenics. This is the ideal conclusion of the Satanist mindset. Since man is God, and he gets to decide what is right and what is wrong, and since the natural order is for the most dominant genetics to have power, then the elite class ruling over us has every right to decide who is allowed to live and procreate and who must die. This is how all of society is conditioned to think, and this is how the high-level Satanists are leading all of humanity into slavery. Most of humanity is operating under this de facto satanic mindset, which is why it is called the Great Work to change it. The Great Work is the work of awakening the masses to the true nature of the ego mind, encouraging each and every individual to find the courage to face their own inner shadow and to practice natural law. Natural law is the respect of others. Put simply, it is love. If the majority of humanity is practicing love, then humanity will know freedom. But if the majority of humanity is practicing Satanism, then humanity will be enslaved. You can find much more of this information at whatonearthishappening.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So we told you almost 3 years ago exactly what would unfold the enemy's operation. But I'll give credit where credit's due. About a year later, Glenn Beck figured it all out and did some excellent reporting on it. And in a 6-minute, 20-second clip of Tucker Carlson over a year ago, he laid it all out. But let's go back to these documents. Smoking gun, COVID infection rates higher among vaccinated, Australian data reveals. Now, these numbers out of Australia are almost the identical graphs to Israel, to Singapore, to the UK, to Germany, to Canada, the list goes on and on. And it's all in this article at InfoWars.com. It is life-saving. So get this out on your email, on your text message, word of mouth. Take it to church. Take it to your work. Warn people. They're counting on us just laying there. And again, if you just joined us, here's the statistics out of Australia. A 236.4% increase in hospital increases and visits and sickness from COVID versus a 3.6 increase at the highest level for those that took no shots. You see a massive increase of 90.0% in people that took three shots. You see a 78% increase in those that took two shots. You see a peak of 50%+ in people that took one shot. Now, this is Dr. Robert W. Malone, MD, inventor of mRNA technology, using the same New South Wales, Australia, COVID ICU admissions numbers. And here you can see it. Four doses, on average, 173% increase. I was giving you the peak. Three doses, a 95% increase on average. Two doses, a 60% increase. One dose, a 6% increase. Vaccinated, a 0% increase in hospitalizations. That's his extrapolation of this data I just showed you. You can spend hours looking at this. This is from the government of Australia. Look at that. That's four shots, that's three shots, that's two shots, that's one shot, that's zero shots. And zero shots means zero increase. Well, this is interesting. Hashtag vaccine death is the top trending topic on Twitter today. People are waking up to the truth. Finally, truth is the only protection from the relentless media and medical journal propaganda, which causes people to be tragically complicit in their own demise. Here's some of the other articles on InfoWars.com. You know, we got to go to the Glenn Beck report, and then I'll come back with the rest of this. This is too important. Here's Glenn Beck laying out the origins of it. All this is on record. This is all true.
However you feel about the corona vaccine, imagine your children being given powerful drugs without your knowledge by unionized teachers. What's the appropriate response to this? Glenn Beck, our old friend, is the host of the Glenn Beck radio program. Of course, he joins us tonight on this story. Glenn, thanks so much for coming on. So you're a parent. How would you respond to something like this?
I'd file a lawsuit with the teachers union myself. I can't believe what's going on, Tucker. It is completely out of control. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they pushing this like this? What do they have to gain? Because it's not our health. I really don't believe that.
Well, certainly not in the case of children, where there is a demonstrated and actual risk. It's not, you know, not to every child, but there is very little risk from coronavirus. So this is like crazy. So you've done some reporting on this, on some of the incentives we may not be aware of behind these drugs.
Yeah.
If you'll tell us what you found.
So this is a two-hour chalkboard that is condensed into about 4 minutes. So if you want to see the whole thing, it's at FauciLive.com. But I'll try not to sound crazy and tie this together. Gain of function, which Fauci says never happened, happened in November of 2015. It happened with Dr. Barrett. It was a published paper, November 2015. The USAID and Fauci with EcoHealth, were funding it. It was happening with the Wuhan people, so we know that. But what you may not know is in November, the same month that published paper comes out, the United States begins a partnership with Moderna, and they are searching for mRNA coronavirus vaccines. Kind of a weird coincidence, but wait, it gets worse. In this time, we skip to 2018, DARPA receives a proposal from Dr. Barrick, U.S. guy, Dr. Shi from Wuhan, and Peter Daszak from EcoHealth, DARPA sees this and says, this is far too dangerous, we're rejecting your proposal. We don't know what happened from there, but we do know just about 12 months later in Wuhan, where Peter Daszak, Dr. Shi, the Bat Lady, and Dr. Barrick were all doing research on coronaviruses. About a year later, there's an outbreak, and the outbreak actually begins, according to documents that we have that had been smuggled out of China, that there were 10 hospitals involved by October with patients that we now know are corona-like virus symptoms. They didn't know what was going on. Now, that was in October. Remember, we didn't know anything about this in December. We were starting to get rumblings. China said there was some sort of an outbreak on December 31st. But Dr. Barrick signs a government deal with Moderna. I want to read it exactly to you. This deal was made. It's confidential. It's 158 pages long. It is, if I skip to page 104, they are entering a specific private confidential agreement. The NIH appears to be transferring technology to Dr. Barrick, but what they're making clear is, quote, mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna. Now, this is weird because it's 2 weeks later that we know there's a problem. They signed that deal 2 weeks before, and they sign it with the doctor who happened to be a partner with the Bat Lady in Wuhan. Here's where it gets really dark. These are the same group of people that in the end of January begin to have meetings, and they shut down and begin to smear anyone who's looking into the lab leak theory. They establish that's not true. Don't even look there. It appears to be collusion. We've passed this on to several people in Congress and the Senate. We know Rand Paul is on this, and Dr. Fauci has some answers to give.
Well, I just want to affirm what you're saying. The amazing reporting you've done on this. Here's a clip of the recently departed NIH director, Francis Collins, admitting on camera that the U.S. government has a stake in the vax. Watch this.
Who's going to own that vaccine? Does the federal government own it?
One of the vaccines, the one that's furthest along, was started actually at the federal government in our own Vaccine Research Center at NIH. and then worked with a biotechnology company called Moderna to get to where we are now with very impressive phase one results and getting ready to go into a large scale trial as early as July. That one, of course, we do have some particular stake in the intellectual property.
This just seems, I mean, you are not making this up. What you're saying is true. Really quickly, why is this not a front page story everywhere?
All of the documents, we spent about a year on this with people like Charles Rixley from Drastic, with Judicial Watch. They were all FOIA'd. These are documents that prove beyond, I think, any kind of reasonable doubt, something very wrong is happening here. Moderna had been turned down for any kind of vaccine research by everyone publicly over and over again, and now this test is being done on our children. This is the only time that anybody will admit they were doing any kind of testing on coronavirus research for a vaccine with Moderna.
It's just beyond belief, and I'm glad finally that someone is saying this out loud. Glenn Beck, I appreciate your reporting on this. Thank you. It's great to see you tonight.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, you just saw a clip of Glenn Beck in the middle of 2021, almost 2 years ago, telling you the whole history of how they created the virus, created the vaccine before they released it, released the virus, then suppress everybody so they can't speak out, block therapeutics, lie about what the shots really do. And I'm very thankful Glenn Beck did the research and did all that. We did it before he did. It's not about who gets the credit. I just want to stop this madness. I want to stop this evil. But where are we now, a year and a half after Glenn Beck said all that? The very same criminals that carried out this attack are preparing new attacks. Now listen to these headlines. UK government whistleblower reveals massive spike in excess deaths since COVID jab rollout, more than 1,000 a week in the UK alone, directly linked to the shots. And it gets worse. FDA deviated from normal process in Pfizer vaccine approval, documents show. We knew this when they did this 2 years ago. There was no testing. In fact, in the letter that's now circulating, this has all been secret, but now lawsuits have made them release the government agreement. It says, you should not consider this shot safe. We have no data on it when they approved it. That's why I remember the nurses would open up the little injection bottles, and they have a piece of paper in them that tells you with any drug about its history, how it was tested, what it does, side effects. That's why it was blank. There wasn't even an ingredients list on J&J or AstraZeneca or Pfizer or Moderna. And they weren't even mRNA shots, the J&J and AstraZeneca. Because it was all emergency authorized. Now they're going to emergency authorize all these new so-called vaccines. The deviation from our normal practices is done to facilitate product labeling, distribution, and is consistent with other center practices to facilitate vaccine delivery during a public health emergency, said the head of the FDA's management team. When providing the license number, we should communicate that this license number does not constitute any determination by FDA of the application. Any determination. And they go on and describe that the determination means it has not been tested and they do not know its efficacy. Says no approval was given in the decision. The applicant requested the U.S. license number, BioNTech Manufacturing, GmbH, with the agreement that they will not use it until after the BLA is approved. The document, a summary of the June 29, 2021 FDA meeting discussing Pfizer's application, stated. And it goes on to say, the summary does not say it's been tested, and we do not even know what it is. But they told you it was all safe and effective and totally tested. And then we don't just have the documents and the insurance company numbers and the government numbers of the record heart attacks and myocarditis and death, but the erasure of your immune system where you're way more likely to get sick and die if you've had the injections. And now we've got all these videos every day. So many videos. I can't even talk about them all, much less play them. I've got more than 10 videos today of people collapsing and having heart attacks and falling down. I didn't even give the crew but three of them. There's no way to get to them all. Video, Infowars.com. College basketball player clutches heart, collapses during game. Emo Essen of the Old Dominion Monarchs is playing defense before suddenly falling to the floor while clutching his heart, followed by training staff rushing to his aid. Here's another one. MMA rising star Victoria Lee dead at 18. Reportedly had taken the shots. And it goes on and on. But Fauci says it's all safe. There's no problems. It's all made up. He says there's no connection to the shots and myocarditis. CDC finally admits link between experimental COVID-19 jabs and myocarditis in young recipients. CDC admits confirmation link between heart inflammation and COVID vax. This was a year and a half ago. But it was in the October 2000 document. They predicted it would happen on screen. But don't worry, Reuters fact-checked it, even though the Reuters president is on the board of Pfizer. Fact-checked graph showing increased myocarditis after COVID-19 vaccine rollout does not confirm link. Yes, the heart attacks and myocarditis and blood clots are off the charts. Yes, it's happening in those that are injected, but we don't know it's the shot, says Reuters. Fact-checked. Yeah, Biden said I'm going to open the border and flood the border, and we're going to replacement migration you, and it's a great thing to get rid of white people. That's a quote. It's a good thing. Played it last hour. But he didn't mean what he said the Reuters fact checkers. Absolutely insane. And it goes on and on and on. I've got so many more of these. And now they're coming up with ways to suppress the people, not just here, but in China. China suspends social media accounts of COVID policy critics. They know if you criticized it, you can't get a job or leave your house or get on a train or drive your car if you have criticized anything they did. But that's okay, because Jimmy Fallon is singing about XBB15, the best COVID variant yet. He actually sung a song about it. We'll play that in a moment. Oh, but over in Australia, meet the biology professor who named the surging Kraken COVID variant. Oh, maybe Kraken will scare him. Oh, my goodness. And more videos of people physically assaulting those not wearing masks. Unbelievable. Let's play that clip that I just mentioned. Which one was it? There's so many here. It makes my head spin. Yeah, here's Jimmy Fallon singing a song to scare you and saying, we need to wear masks again. There's a new scary thing. We need to wear masks and you're all scared. Here it is.
There was Alpha, then Delta, then Omicron next. But this latest variant might be the best. It's XBB.1.5. Another brand of COVID-19 has arrived. It's a new strain, but it isn't the same. Sounds more like Elon Musk, his name. UV40, who sings red, red wine? Put on your mask when you're inside a facility. It could be a robot from a Star Wars trilogy. It's XBB.1.5, not OMG or MP3 or TCBY, or an eye chart made by a really high guy. Sounds like the password of your parents' Wi-Fi. It's XBB.1.5.
Wear your mask, live in fear, take your shots that erase your immune system and kill you all on record. Meanwhile, here's Time Magazine. The U.S. keeps offering China its COVID vaccines. China keeps saying no because it's a bioweapon for depopulation brought to you by the New World Order. BioNTech says it will start cancer vaccine trials in the U.K. from September. Oh. COVID-19 to make Australian population smaller and older. Less people being born, killing more people. All right, I'm done talking about the shots. I got a ton of news to hit on what happened last week in Congress and what's going forward with the economy and the IRS and so much more. Big broadcast in the last 30 minutes ahead of Harrison Smith, some special guest, and a big debate he's got tonight for two special guests on JFK assassination. That is coming up.
I'm taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level and even have their telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So it's easy to get up here and score points against Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene at the end. Matt Gaetz supporting Kevin McCarthy, who I can't stand and who is an establishment individual through and through. But because you have such a small Republican majority, as Roger Stone predicted 6 months ago, he predicted a very small majority in the House because of election fraud and because of the Republicans doing a very bad job backing good candidates, chiefly among them, Kevin McCarthy, that when you had that small majority, that 25 or so patriots in the House would be able to hold up legislation for the Democrats and the Republicans and exert incredible power. So for me, the fact that they held it up for a week, had 15 votes, and did all that was a raw exercise of power. You saw fistfights almost break out. You saw threats. You saw attacks. So I don't think Matt Gaetz is bad at the end with his one vote they needed going ahead and doing it because he got so many concessions. Now the question is how much of those concessions are going to be real, but it doesn't matter. Because now those 25 folks or so realize how much power they have with that razor-thin majority to be able to control the policy and discourse. So this is a big sign of the power structure breaking up, losing control. And if you had a big House majority, some of them would be rhinos. They would be able to do this. So I'm not just seeing a silver lining in a cloud here. The right thing was to get rid of McCarthy. The right thing was, you know, to do what we were trying to do. But if you look at what the Democrats are saying, they're in full panic mode because if you think the squad of six communists was bad being able to swing votes for Democrats, imagine what 24, 25, you debate the numbers, 26 or 7, between 24 and 27, depending on how their votes split. This is a nightmare for the establishment. People say, well, why did MTG do what she did? Why do you like MTG? Well, she supported a lot of good legislation. She supported free speech. She stood up for InfoWars, and she's had a lot of courage, and she is loyal to Trump. I have a lot of problems with Trump, but, you know, he's way better than people like Kevin McCarthy. But you can't sit there and wall this off where you still love Trump, and a lot of critics still promote Trump, critics of MTG, critics of Republicans that voted for McCarthy, when Trump was instrumental on the telephone calling up people that he helped get elected and saying, I want you to support Kevin McCarthy. So we'll see if Trump's right. We'll see if Kevin McCarthy does what he says he's going to do. I think this is an open question. I think you do the right thing, may the heavens fall. I think we get rid of McCarthy. I supported getting rid of McCarthy, our talk show host, without me even telling them what to do. That's why I hired them. They're smart folks that, you know, just are on target. Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, they attacked McCarthy. We tried to defeat McCarthy. We thought he might have been defeated. I was very excited about that on Thursday and Friday afternoon. Didn't happen. Now the fight is about making sure the agenda of securing the border, stopping the fentanyl, ending the Ukraine war, and starting the impeachment of Joe Biden goes forward. And McCarthy has said he wouldn't do that. But the word is he's giving concessions now to let that go forward. Let's see. But if he cheats those 25 Republicans, the swing vote, now they're really going to be able to put his huevos in a vice. And that's what we are talking about right now. So Kevin McCarthy and the New World Order Deep State had their Pyrrhic victory. It's a victory you win, but you lose the war. If we keep the pressure to them, and if those 25 people that saw the power they had by holding out and they got these concessions, now if he doesn't follow the contract he gave them, if he doesn't follow the agreements he gave them, well, then now they can vote against him, and next time they'll be once bitten, twice shy. So very interesting time to be alive. A lot of folks are going to watch the NFL playoffs. A lot of folks are obsessed with that. I could care less. Because this actually affects my children. This affects your future, your children. This affects the entire human race right now. So I'll say it again. I've got calls, text messages. You should come out against MTG. Should I come out against Trump? I've been critical of Trump on the poison shot. At least he didn't try to make it mandatory. Didn't want the military to have to take it. He said, if you want it, take it. He's light years better than Democrats trying to make it mandatory. I'm not even defending that. I've been a huge critic of it. What I'm saying is we're in the middle of this now. And we have the hand we've been dealt. You got to play the hand you're dealt. And it's a pretty damn good hand if those 23, 26, 27, depending on the numbers you look at, 25 members of Congress, if they stay true. And I think from what you just saw, and the fact that they went from being irrelevant and denied committees by the Republicans, by the Democrats, being shunned, seeing their real power now, I believe you've just seen the beginning of this huge awakening. and how people now get, instead of just being a cog in a machine and doing what party leadership tells you, but by standing up for what your constituents want, I believe we're going to see real fireworks. In fact, I know we are. We're not going to win them all, but we're at least contending now to take our republic back, and the power structure is in a panic. So I don't want to hear any criticism of MTG from those talk show hosts, who I'm not mad at. They have their free speech, but they all know who they are. I don't want to hear any criticism of Matt Gaetz, who went ahead and flipped his vote at the last minute, Friday afternoon, evening. If you don't then hate Trump, because Trump is the one that asked them to do that. MTG said 3 weeks ago, a month ago on the show, I'm supporting Kevin McCarthy because Trump trusts him and thinks the thing, and I'm loyal to Trump. She's a Trumpist. She said, I support Trump. I'm listening to Trump. She did that. So, again, I feel good. My guts tell me she's good. I like her. You know, the left loves pedophilia and all this crap. They get mad that she's been divorced and had an affair. It's like nobody's perfect. The point is that the left's like, oh, pedophilia's good, but this woman had an affair. She's the devil. It's all crap, ladies and gentlemen. It's all total BS. So, again, I don't want to hear criticism of the Republicans that flipped their votes, including Gozer, who we know is hardcore and badass, and the left hates him. He flipped his vote, too, because they saw that they got major concessions, and they saw how much power they have, and now they're going to start using it, so let's give them a chance, and let's put pressure on them. I better see impeachment be moved forward. I better see all sorts of action on that front, because it'll destroy Biden. It'll put him on trial. We need it yesterday. And if we're sitting here in a month or two, and I'm not hearing impeachment introduced by MTG, and I'm not seeing hearings on Hunter Biden and hearings on fentanyl and hearings on COVID and hearings on Fauci, then I'm going to go completely ape. But this is their last chance. So that's where I'm at. I've really thought about this, really looked at it deeply, prayed about it, and that's where I'm at. I'm going to go Donkey Kong, King Kong crazy in about 45 days on Trump, because he's the one that led this. He's really put his name to this now. And I was just thinking about it last night. I'm like, Trump did this. Trump got McCarthy in. And if he screws the pooch on this one, that's it. I'm not going to totally hate him and attack him and say he's the devil, but I'm going to be really angry and point it out. But the founders created separation of powers for moments like this, and I think we're going to see a lot more of what we just saw, and it's going to be even better. So I have a good feeling overall. But it's up to us to put pressure on these people. And I mean, I've told MCG, I've told them all, we better see impeachment. We better see cutting to the funding to Ukraine. We better see action now. You better be right. They have really, really put it on the line now, and they better deliver. All right, we're going to cover more of this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself, because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So count it out. Sold out for more than 5 months. It's now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. Central, right after Harrison Smith of American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. I'll open the phones up for what you think of what happened last week with Congress and all the rest of it. And I'm not trying to put perfume or lipstick on a pig here. I know the situation. We better get rid of McCarthy and, you know, put somebody in like Matt Gaetz. But that's not what happened. But it's, again, that sliver the Republicans have, just like Senator Mnuchin is able to get what he wants and hold them up, and he's a globalist, but nothing compared to some of the worst globalists. He has all that power because he's that swing senator. We basically have Mnuchin on steroids now. So if those 25 Congress people hold the line on all these different bills and legislation, this is a big deal for the next 2 years. And they did fight hard, and they did get a lot of concessions. So there's two ways to look at this. We'll be taking phone calls tomorrow. Obviously, on the weekday show, I've got some huge guests in studio and outside studio. I'm just going to leave it at that. Be sure and tune in. But since we mentioned it, here's Kevin McCarthy giving his thanks to Trump that got him the speakership so narrowly. It's a good spanking for him. He's a horrible rhino. Don't trust him. Don't like him. But here he is saying who got him in there. So you want to blame somebody, folks, blame Trump. And we'll see if Trump's right. But these are just the facts. Here it is.
At that end to put it all through, and just all the different members and hanging with me through all those different votes. But I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning, Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me, and he would call others. And he really was, I was just talking to him tonight, helping get those final votes. What he's really saying, really, for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
So, and people say, well, screw Trump. Yeah, and then you've got Joe Biden. The whole New World Order hated Trump because he went against much of their agenda, 85-90% of it. So we can try to sit there and figure this out, but they're now putting out the agenda of the House, and it looks like McCarthy is at least on paper following through on a lot of what he promised they would do. But an investigation of COVID, looking at cutting funding to Ukraine, that's all in there. I'll be covering it more tomorrow because it came out right as I was going on air. But we're going to see if it's got the other key points in it we need. I'm sure Harrison Smith next hour is going to be covering that. In fact, Harrison's here asking to get the draft that Solomon and others have put out, John Solomon, and actually go over that agenda because that's a big, big deal to see how far he goes. But here it is, town hall. Trump reportedly had a large influence in securing the gavel for McCarthy. I know the inside baseball in this. I'm going to leave it at that. But Trump was warned. Trump was told it was wrong. Trump was told to not support McCarthy. And he said, no, McCarthy promises me he's on board with our Make America Great agenda. He promises. So you see Trump supporting Jared Kushner. Trump could be completely wrong about this. And here's the thing. We're about to find out real quick. Congress is in session. Progressive squad member claims McCarthy speakership is a deal with far-right insurrectionists. See, they're really, 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 really upset. Rhino Crenshaw apologizes for calling GOP colleagues terrorists. Sex trafficking fight helps fuel Gaetz's hatred of McCarthy. Yeah, McCarthy didn't support him during all that. That was totally made up. Absolutely a Mossad operation, as it now turned out. Kevin McCarthy agreed to cut aid to Ukraine to secure speakership. Infowars.com. And it goes on. It goes on from there. Now, let me talk about this next huge subject. Bolsonaro won in every state, but the biggest city in Brazil, the communist control. Polls showed he was 50-50 there, but he lost by almost 70%. Just like they do in Maricopa County and other key areas, like Atlanta and Georgia, where they steal their elections. And you have the State Department and the deep state down there admittedly manipulating things. You have big tech censoring Bolsonaro, which is another form of election meddling, and voter suppression, which we now know they did the last two elections here. So Bolsonaro won, we know that. They get Lula the communist out of prison, they bring him back. Military says they're not going to stand by and, you know, see what's happened to their constitution. But now you have millions of people show up in the capital city. They're calling it the Brazilian January 6th insurrection. Brazil protesters storm Congress, breach presidential palace, photos, thousands rampage, make America great copy. So as soon as Bolsonaro's out, and as soon as the military and police are under the control of the communists, then a big crowd of millions shows up to protest, as they did dozens of times in Bolsonaro. And magically, a few thousand people in yellow and green T-shirts march up to the Capitol and to the president's palace. And there's literally in these videos like 15 cops lined up 20, 30 feet apart. And they don't even block them. They shoot a few tear gas in the air at the crowd, so they go ahead and storm the buildings, and now you've got a legitimate reason they're going to claim to have mass trials and arrest and to go after everybody. And a few thousand people went into the Capitol, went into the president's mansion, went into their White House, and overturned chairs and knocked holes in the walls. So out of millions of people outside peacefully pointing out that they didn't buy what was happening, you've now had a group of people, probably most of them communists, working for Lula, go in, and we've seen January 6th repeated 2.0. And hey, Ray Epps didn't want to lie under oath. They released it 2 weeks ago. He said, I orchestrated breaking into the Capitol. I orchestrated going up there. I orchestrated it. Other folks were saying Brazilians are acting in a movement of civil disobedience to protect our country against the abuse of power, systematic corruption, dictatorship implemented by Lula and Silva and the 37 corrupt ministers and proper communist gang. And that's true. And when people would overthrow communist regimes or authoritarian regimes, our media would say they were heroes, and it was beautiful they were storming these different facilities. Or the French Revolution, the storming of the Bastille. But the danger is, what do you get out of one of these revolutions? And who's manipulating that revolution? In fact, we could cut between those images you were just showing 5 seconds ago of thousands streaming in to the Capitol complex in their big city of Brasilia. And where are the police? Where are the military? They were there by the tens of thousands to block people going in the last 2 months during the contested election. But now, magically, because Lula's in, he's illegitimate, the country's awake to him, they know what's going on. The State Department's running this. And how much money do you want to bet that 90% of the people that breached the police and broke into a building? Because you don't take the government over in an assembly where the government meets. The military is in underground bases. The military is controlling satellites. The government is in underground facilities. It's the infrastructure. It's the media. I'm not saying do this. I'm saying hypothetically, if those were real insurrectionists taking over, they'd get in groups of 1,000. They'd get armed. They'd all go take over the national media and the key TV and radio stations. And they'd be in control of that country because Lula's unpopular and Bolsonaro's popular. And the military knew how to do that. They could have seized the media. They could have seized the control of the infrastructure. They could have blocked the main roads, but they didn't. Instead, they stood down, and provocateurs, once the communist government is well into power for 7 days, let them completely take over the Capitol and the president's facility. So they can then demonize the opposition as lawless. You're about to see a rerun of the whole January 6th program, because the same people that ran January 6th are the ones that run the UN and just ran the operation we saw. I have so many listeners. It's a minority, but I see on the streets. I read your emails. I see you call into the shows. You say, you're a coward. You should have taken the Capitol. You should have gone. The Capitol's a damn building where they meet to vote. It's not the government. There's underground bases all around D.C., Site R in Maryland, sites in Colorado, sites at Fort Hood, damn underground base here in Austin. That's where the government is, dumbass. You better learn about how it works. You don't storm a meeting house and look like a bunch of idiots to sit there and fight back against an occupied government. You identify who the occupied government is, you withdraw support from it, and you wage siege on it nonviolently.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.